Hare Krishna. So till now we have seen that it's very difficult to understand Krishna, to know Him, to surrender unto Him. Why? Because three modes of material nature don't allow the person to move forward. Now, we saw that by surrendering to Krishna, one can be freed from three modes of material nature. And Krishna was very clear in Shloka number 14. Mam eva ye prapadyante mayam etam tarantite. So just surrender on to me, I'll take care of you. You'll easily cross these three modes of material nature. So now the question comes that if surrendering on to Krishna, everything will manifest, then why is it that people don't surrender to Krishna? So to answer this question, Krishna is going to speak the next shloka that we're going to see now. Shloka number 15.
Namam duskritino mudaha prapadyante naradhamaha mayaya pratagyana asuram bhavam ashritaha.
So here Krishna is saying that duskritinaha, he's talking about the miscreants. And there are four types of miscreants. What are they? Mudaha, grossly foolish. And then Naradhama, the lowest of mankind. Mayaya pratagyana, whose knowledge is stolen by Maya or illusion. And Asuram bhavam ashritaha, who are openly atheistic nature of demons. Such people, namam prapadyante, they don't surrender. So Krishna has broadly classified now various people who don't surrender unto me into four categories. And these four categories are very, very important to be understood so that we know that what sort of people don't surrender to Krishna. So let's discuss these four categories in detail now. So duskritinaha, so there are two words here. So one is kriti. So kriti basically means one who has performed meritorious work. Then what is duskriti? Here it is given that the atheist brain is improperly utilized in opposing the plan of the Supreme Lord. The atheistic plan maker is called as duskriti. So, very nicely, with a lot of intelligence, the person opposes what? Opposes the plan of the Supreme Lord. Such people are called as duskriti. And there are four categories of duskriti. First one is mudha. Mudha are those who are grossly foolish. And the example given is donkey or ass. So a donkey works very, very hard. Very hard for what? For a bundle of grass. And now that grass is available everywhere. But still, he's working very hard, thinking my master will give me a bundle of grass. And then he works so hard. And finally, when he approaches his companion, the female donkey, to have sexual intercourse, he gets nice beatings with the hind legs. So donkey works very hard, but at the same time does not get what he desires. So here it's very clear that such a person, such a donkey-like person who is working day and night together, he does not know whom is he working for. And a very nice point is given here that most often those who work very hard day and night to clear the burden of self-created duties say that they have no time to hear of the immortality of the living being. So this word self-created duties is very important. Many times people say, oh, I've got so much of responsibility, I have no time to hear about Krishna, chant the holy names, read Bhagavad Gita. Self-created duties. They're busy executing their own self-created duties, saying, oh, it's my responsibility. So at one side, they're not getting any spiritual benefit. At the other side, even materially, they are not getting any benefit. Very nicely it is given here. To such mudas, material gains which are destructible are life's all in all, despite the fact that mudas enjoy only a very fraction of fruit of labor. Sometimes they spend sleepless days and nights for fruitive gain, and although they may have ulcers or indigestion, they are satisfied with practically no food. So here we can understand that materially also the person is suffering and spiritually also there is no gain. Such people are called as grossly foolish or mudhas. Next category is Naradhama. Nara means mankind And adhama means lowest. So nara adhama basically means lowest of mankind. So for the information of all of us, there are 84 lakh species. 84 lakh species are available in this creation. And out of that, 4 lakh species are actually human beings. So here it is given. So in this 4 lakh species, we have both civilized and uncivilized. So what is the definition of civilized? Civilized human beings are those who have regulative principles of social, political and religious life. Those who are socially and politically developed but who have no religious principles must be considered naradhamas. So socially, political, the person is doing well, but then religiously he is zero. So that person can be easily, safely categorized in the category of lowest of mankind. Why? What is the problem? If he is economically doing well, socially doing well, politically doing well, so that person is respected in the society, then why is it Bhagavad Gita saying the naradhama? Here it is given. The civilized form of human life is meant for man's reviving the lost consciousness of his eternal relation with Supreme Truth, that is, Supreme Personality of Godhead Sri Krishna, who is all-powerful. Whoever loses this chance is classified as nara adhama. So, a nara or a human being is expected to do what? Is expected to revive that lost consciousness, that lost relationship with Lord Sri Krishna. If that is only not done, then that person can be easily categorized as lowest of mankind because he is not doing what he is expected to do. So in this way, first one, moodha, grossly foolish. Second, naradhama, lowest of mankind. Now we have the third category called mayaya apratagyanaha. Now these personalities are very much scholarly, academic wise. So they are mostly philosophers, poets, literally scientists and so on. But the problem is the illusory energy misguides them and therefore they disobey the Supreme Lord. So finally, what is the use? What is the use of all the academic education, all the degrees and everything if the person is not able to be submissive in front of the Lord? If he's going against the Supreme Personality of Godhead, tell me what is the use of it? So that's why these people are called as mayaya pratagyanaha. In fact, it is given here that there are a great number of mayaya pratagyanaha at the present moment, even among the scholars of Bhagavad Gita. In the Gita, in plain and simple language, it is stated that Sri Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. There is none equal to or greater than him. So all these different points are mentioned that how Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. It's very clear, crystal clear in the verses of Bhagavad Gita, but despite all these clear statements, the mayaya pratagyanaha deride the personality of Supreme Lord and consider him merely another human being. They do not know that blessed form of human life is designed after the eternal and transcendental feature of the Supreme Lord. So these people are scholarly, academically, theoretically, but then unfortunately, they don't understand that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is much, much, much above than the Baddha Jivas, the bound human beings of this world. They consider him to be the same on the same platform. So in this way, their intelligence is stolen by illusory potency of the Lord. So this is the third category. Fourth category is Asuram Bhavam Ashritaha. So these people are openly atheistic. They call themselves as atheistic. Their activities are also atheistic. So it is given here that some of them argue that Supreme Lord can never descend upon this material world, but they are unable to give any tangible reasons as to why not. So they keep saying that how is it possible? Why will Supreme Lord come to this planet? But then they have no reason for it. They have just some arguments just to prove that God does not exist or something similar. And there's another category of people in the same Maya, Asuram Bhava Mashrita. There are others who would make him subordinate to impersonal feature, although the opposite is declared in Gita. You know why all these things are happening? Why people are pulling Krishna down or not believing in his existence? Because they're envious. Envious of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the atheist will present a number of illicit incarnations manufactured in the factory of his brain. Such persons, whose very principle of life is to decry the personality of Godhead, cannot surrender onto the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So what are they trying to do? They're envious of Krishna. Why only Krishna has to be supreme? Why only he has to enjoy? I can also do that. I also want to be the master. With that ego, with that pride, the false ego, false pride, they are not able to accept the supremacy of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Shri Krishna. So in this way, these four categories, mudha, that is grossly foolish, busy working day and night, no time to hear about the Lord. So forget about surrendering to the Lord. Second is naradhama, lowest of mankind. So they are busy doing social activity, political, economical activity, but then they are not having the time, or to be more precise, they are the ones who don't give any interest towards reviving the lost relationship with Lord Sri Krishna. And the third category is Maya Pratagyana. So this category is, they're very intelligent, theoretically and academically very intelligent, but then their intelligence is stolen by illusory energy in such a way that they consider Krishna to be one amongst them, a mortal being. So why will a mortal being surrender on to another mortal being? And then finally the fourth one, that is Asuram Bhavam Ashritaha, openly atheistic. They don't want to believe that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he exists. And even if they believe, they consider him to be below or lower than the Brahma Jyoti, the Brahman effulgence. So why will they surrender on to Krishna? So in this way, these are the four categories which don't surrender onto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. And they are the ones who will suffer for sure. Because they are not actually marching towards the ultimate goal of life. They will be bound in the cycle of birth and death forever. So this is the thing that is very clearly mentioned here in this particular verse. Now, there will be another question. Okay, these four categories don't surrender. Can you please tell who are the ones who are going to surrender? Krishna is going to talk about them in the next verse. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.